We made it. Well, my voice didn't, but you guys did. I just want to first thank the Ethereum Foundation. This is the first time a design track is in a developers conference. Can we give them a clap? Awesome. And we also want to say thank you to the developers who have been so open and curious. We had this UX audit. It was so fun. Such high demand that we had to turn people down and make a queue. And so we're hoping to continue that post DEF CON. So watch out for those news. And so I'm not really going to talk about the why of UX. I think we're a little bit beyond that now. But we're going to talk about the how. I think it's important to know how UX is entering this field. So how does Web3 look and act different than Web2, right? How is the technology fundamentally different for our generation? How are we designing for the future? These are all really great questions that we're asking ourselves, which are really fun. And so exciting things, honestly, this is our first award show, and so obviously, it's a work in progress. If you have feedback, we love feedback, so please let me know, come up to me. But we are, if you didn't get a chance to sign up this time, feel free to sign up next time. Now you have a whole year to prepare. So we're expecting some really great stuff for next year. And so we want to kind of talk about the criteria a little bit, right? So we had a hard time coming up with something that was inclusive, but here it is. So first, ingenuity. Is the solution clearly inventive or resourceful? We want to see some creativity in some of these ideas. And it's all a weighted criteria. And so we also want to look for language and visual cues. Are the action commands clear and easy to understand? Usability, obviously, really important. Is it easy to interact with? User research. Are these actions informed by research and insights? I think we have some really amazing workshops and some talks that talked about that. And then accessibility, does it reduce the barriers to entry? And so this is kind of what we came up with for this year and probably beyond. We're going to continuously work on it. And without further ado, I'd like to say thank you to our judges who are amazing and went through 85 submissions in like several hours. So Samer Nakpur, who is the senior designer at IDEO, Connie Yang, who is the design director at Coinbase, and Dylan Field, who is the CEO and co-founder of Figma. We really want to create a well-rounded panel that were not biased to any project, but actually can give different insights. So instead of just telling you guys, we want to show. And so without further ado, Dylan is going to announce the first winner. And so for our first winner, we have the Bounties Network.
Yeah. So I'd like to introduce Mark Balin from the Bounties Network to the stage. We were so impressed with the Bounties Network because they managed to tie crypto incentives to real life action. And also, we were incredibly impressed with the way that they were extremely thorough throughout their entire product and how everything was considered. So without further ado, here he is.
Thank you so much. Cool. There we go. Cool. So when we first launched, you know, the Bounties Network a year ago, and if you look at our GitHub commits, the way we started was always with standard bounties. It was always about building a protocol for bounties on Ethereum that would be interoperable. However, we realized fairly early on that we would need to build a generalized product, an explorer, that would actually allow users to interact with the Bounties Network. And so this would also act as a testing ground, you know, and this is what we've been doing a lot for the last year, is testing how bounties can be used, you know, on Ethereum. And so we weren't incredibly happy when we first launched that explorer. It was an MVP, and you know, we recognize that you probably shouldn't be happy launching such an early product, but we were lucky that we were able to get so much user feedback really early on, and you know, this is user feedback about the user experience, you know, the details of, there we go, maybe that'll start the video, maybe not, okay. We wanted to get user feedback about the detail the user experience that users actually have to go through, the different touch points that users have actually outsourcing work, also the different details of actually using a dApp, you know, the different primitives we have, like an address or transactions or gas, and trying to figure out how we can abstract these for users so that they don't even have to understand, and hopefully they can learn about these concepts without even realizing that they're learning. And so, you know, as our team grew, we actually started rebuilding things from scratch, not only rebuilding, you know, our protocol and our caching layer, but, you know, our Explorer. And so we actually built it in such a way that we would hopefully, it would be so modular and very usable and extensible for any dApp in the ecosystem to make it as easy as possible for anyone to build a marketplace. And so, at the Bounties Network, all of our decisions we try to make for our users. Everything we do is in service of them and to try to help them create more value. And so we were lucky enough that our hive of bees actually has been consistently over the last year giving us a ton of feedback about how they liked our product, what they didn't like. And that is really what has fed into this new Explorer. And so without them, I want to sort of give them a thanks first is, you know, without them, we wouldn't have anything here. We wouldn't know what we were building. The next thanks I want to give is to the rest of the team. A lot of them are sitting in that row over there. Corwin Harrell, unfortunately, who is our head of design, is not here, who deserves, yes, a round of applause for consistently advocating for users. Yes. But also Will Villanueva, our CTO, who put the team on his back actually building this product. Matt and Matthias, who joined us a little bit later to help us sprint through the finish. And Simona and Blair as well, who really fight this battle on, you know, the front lines, talking to our users, gathering feedback, and like I said, in having that inform this. Next up, I want to take a special moment and thank my mom. My mom has been our number one UX feedback tester since day zero. And you know, we're really proud of our product, and we think we've done a lot of good work. But we also recognize that we are still failing the mom tests. You know, moms can't use our product without handholding, and so we, you know, we're about to run, for example, a project in Manila where we want users to clean up trash and, you know, get to fulfill bounties for picking up trash. The problem is that users have to onboard to an exchange, a dApp wallet, and then our product as well. And so we've kind of realized that this is untenable, that we can't ever, you know, achieve mainstream adoption while this is still the case. But at the same time, we're also very lucky that the community is realizing this as well, whether it's, you know, challenges with onboarding, and, you know, we're lucky to be working with the Meta Transaction Group on actually fixing that problem, whether it's the sort of solving education and onboarding and working with ETH Magicians and a lot of the different dApps who are there as well to help sort of have some consistency around the language that we're using when we're onboarding users to make it, you know, easier for people to actually join our community. But also just to share as much as we, you know, can with all the other dApps. We've done a lot of user research and have hopefully some lessons that we can share, but also, you know, our component library, all the different buttons and UI elements you see are completely open source at components.bounties.network. So if you guys want to build a dApp and don't want to worry about design, you can actually reuse all of the stuff that we've already built, which is also very important. Finally, we're really happy that these awards actually exist. They didn't exist last DevCon. The number of design events last DevCon was pretty minimal compared to this year. And if you actually went to any of those awards, you would see that they were all overflowing with people who are all beginning to recognize that, you know, while scaling is important, if we don't have any users actually creating those transactions, scaling won't matter. And so while we recognize that there's a ton of work that needs to be done, not only with our product, we have mobile responsiveness. Not only with our product, but also with all the different dApps in the ecosystem, we're, you know, excited because we realize that everybody is collectively recognizing that this is an issue and coming together to actually solve it together. So thank you guys very much, and thank you guys for the award.
Congratulations.
Okay, and then next up we have Samir.
Thanks, Amy. Let's welcome Itamar from Argent. So what we really liked about Argent was... Yes, first. What we really liked about what they did is that they're trying to attack some of the bigger UX problems in the space, namely wallet recovery without seeds and without compromising on self-sovereignty. So I'll let Itamar say more about what they've done so far.
Thanks, Amir.
So first, thanks for the award. Thanks, everyone. I'm Itamar, one of the founders of Argent. So The vision at Argent was really to remove all friction to enable access to Web3. And for that, we really started from a blank sheet to rethink all problems, to tackle all problems one by one. As a result, with Argent, you have no more seed phrase. You don't have gas, thanks to abstraction with meta transaction and our relayers. And you can also use that to access in the future all world of decentralized application. And also no more cryptic address. That's a big point for us, and no stress, and all that in a fully decentralized way. So if we continue the onboarding, let's onboard at Argent, basically. You start with a first step, which is to pick your ENS. So we are very excited about that. Every user of Argent gets a free ENS, argent.xyz. And thanks for the ENS team, if you are around. So we are very excited about that. Once you have picked your ENS, we think about the stress about handling crypto today. And so we enable users to get security alerts straight to their preferred channel. Can be your phone, can be your email, and we will monitor for them transactions, and in case of suspicious transaction, we'll let them know about it. We, of course, have the usual biometrics supported by most devices. And you are done with your onboarding. You haven't even thought about seed phrases. So let's talk about seed phrases. For us, it's literally an anachronism. For 20 years, we have been telling internet users to not write down their password on a post-it and stick it on their screen. And now, for this new internet, we are building a new internet. We are telling people to write down on paper something even more critical than a password. So with Argent and our Guardian system, you have no more seed phrases. So the way it works, so we have a smart contract-based wallet, and you are the owner of that wallet. Your guardians do not have your private key. You do not share that key. But they have some rights on your account. So a guardian is any kind of user account on the blockchain, and they can launch a recovery procedure. So concretely, that means it can be friends, family who download Argent, but you don't have to trust other people. It can be yourself with any private key. You can take a hardware wallet. You can take three hardware wallets, and there will be a consensus. And at any time, in case of issue, you can recover your account. We also have looked at the best solution for exchange. Decentralized exchange don't have to be complicated, so we are very excited about native integration of Kyber networks, where it's probably one of the simplest way to buy to exchange any type of token on your phone. One tap and you are done. Then let's talk about transaction. Transacting, it's stressful, it's complicated, and it's sometimes dangerous. And what if someone takes control of the wallet? What if someone gets access to your private key? So at Argent, you define a daily limit at smart contract level. Someone gets access to your phone. In the current paradigm, in the current world, it's over. Someone has access to your private key, they will drain your account. With Argent, the smart contract will see that there is a large transfer being triggered to an untrusted address, because obviously you have never used that address, you have never sent money there. And it will delay the transfer by 24 hours. You contact your guardians or pick up your hardware wallet, you have time for that, and you will freeze the wallet, launch a recovery procedure. And so obviously you can whitelist addresses so that you can transfer as much money as you want to an exchange, to your preferred address at any time. We have also some little tweaks here and there. So for example, there are use cases where you have to ask users to double check an address. Critical situation, for example, account recovery. So in that case, what we do, we hash the address into very easy to check emojis. You check the emojis and you are done. It's again a much more relaxing experience when you think about public addresses. So I always wanted to have a slide like that, finally done. So I mentioned in Argent, you don't have to worry about gas. You actually don't pay gas because we have meta transaction, we have our own relayer. That allows much more interesting to do other interesting things. And so we are very excited to support universal login. So you will be able to have a frictionless access to any dApp. So how it works, you type your ENS, you then get a QR code, and basically what you are doing there, think about a Facebook login experience, but fully decentralized. You tell your wallet, hey, I want to authorize that dApp key to do something on my wallet, to give it some orders. And so in that case, I've even set a security policy so that that key is not the owner of the wallet. They cannot do whatever they want. In this case, I've said, okay, they can spend 1 Ether a day. At any time, I go in my wallet and I can revoke access. So that's really how we have thought from A to Z about the experience. So what is maybe the most exciting part is that we are live on the App Store. So you go now to www.argent.xyz. You will have links for iOS, for Android. Today, you will be in a waiting list. We are being really careful getting users bit by bit as we want the whole experience to be perfect. But you can already reserve your free NS, so go for it straight away. Since Amy hasn't cut me yet, I have another minute maybe to thank all the ecosystem. I mean, there is the ENS team and Nick, there is the Meta Cartel, there the Kyber team. I mean, that wouldn't be possible without all the work that has been done by the entire ecosystem. So thanks, everyone.
And next up, we have Connie, who's going to announce our new winner.
Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to announce our last prize for our last winner for our design prize. And it goes to Blue Shift. And I'd like to introduce Kane. One of the reasons that this was really impressive for us to see as judges is that they really get at the whole user journey. It's not just the product, which is obviously super important, but the experience of somebody trying to navigate what is the world of crypto and blockchain for the first time. And if we want to make this global, we have to think about the people who don't have access to exchanges the same way we do. So without any more.
Thank you. This is pretty exciting for me. Have we got the clicker? I'll kind of step through it.
Can we pause it?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, all right. We're just going to walk through it. So this is a live demo, since we couldn't do a live demo. So basically, we've got this platform here, which is an iPad, and it's running in 1,250 stores in Australia. And it's live now, so if you ever come to visit us in Australia, you can go and buy some crypto. And basically, the way it works is you've got your Ether wallet, so you've got a QR code. You scan it on the iPad. You can walk into one of these stores, and the system will detect the code, and it will allow you to purchase Ether directly in store for cash, right? And this solves a lot of problems. But one of the challenges we have, as you can imagine, being in 1,250 retailers, is that the people who are operating this platform are not, you know, technically sophisticated, right? They're small business owners. It needs to be super easy to use. And so we've designed the system basically to be as accessible as possible. Oh, it's paused over there, but okay. So essentially what happens is customer walks in, they choose how much they want to purchase. The agent will put in, as it says there, don't accept credit cards because it's a cash-only service, right? So that's an ugly screen, but it's there for a very good reason. And the agent will process the transaction, and they scan it into their point-of-sale system to sync it up with the rest of their accounting. And then the ETH is sent to the wallet of the user. So this system has been in operation since about 2016. We started the company in 2014, and it took us a couple of years to like find the right exchange partners and what have you. But the I guess the interesting thing for me with BlueShift is that we've probably now processed about 100,000 transactions. So that's 100,000 real users in the real world who've walked into a store and been able to get crypto. And I think the even more exciting thing about this is that while we have the ability to purchase Bitcoin and ETH and a few other cryptocurrencies over the counter, we actually want this to be a distribution method for more than just buying crypto. As you can imagine, a lot of the people who've been coming in to buy crypto have been coming in for speculative purposes, not necessarily for usage. And so if you're out there and you're building something that you want to get into people's hands, whether it's a game or a dApp or something like that, we really want to talk to you because, you know, certainly in Australia and other markets as we expand, we're going to be probably one of the easiest ways. I mean, you know, someone mentioned the mum test or mom test, and you know, for a new user coming in, yes, they've got to have a wallet, they've got to be able to get through all that stuff, but actually purchasing ETH to be able to do the first transaction can oftentimes, you know, you can download an app from the App Store and set up a wallet, but, you know, getting that ETH to be able to kind of get into the ecosystem is quite hard. And so, you know, this system allows you to get your users potentially into the ecosystem very easily. And yeah, we're super excited to work with any teams, including we've got Deether here, who's one of our partners. So you know, anyone who's looking for distribution, who wants to get you know, real world users who are not deep crypto people who kind of get all the ins and outs, we're there. So yeah, thanks very much. Really appreciate the support. It's awesome to see, because you know, we kind of sit in the middle and we don't get as much exposure. So you know, the Blue Shift team is kind of in the background, and so it's really validating to be given this award. So thank you. Awesome.
So we had the judges go through quite a bit of submissions, and they had a hard time at the end, but so we want to give some shout-outs for some runner-ups, Aragon, who just also, for their design system and their components that they just released, CryptoCare for their kind of whimsical take on social impact, and then Status for their easy onboarding process. And the And we want to thank Known Origin, who has actually provided the trophy of this UX Awards. It's a limited edition NFT, which all the winners will receive. And this is by the artist Martin Lucas Ostaochiki. So thank you guys all for coming. And we can't wait for the submissions for next time.